Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So this fire in Johannesburg has been a real issue, and of course it had an impact last evening on the electricity supply in many areas. Isaac Mangena is the Senior Media Relations Manager at City Power. He joins us this morning. Isaac, good morning to you. How are you? Whenever my power goes out at night, I think, oh gosh, poor Isaac. Poor Isaac.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to the listeners as well. Yeah. Yes, we have been struggling yesterday. Even this morning, we still are with the fire under our underground tunnels in the city of Johannesburg. The fire started yesterday around 8 o'clock underground. The cause we still don't know. We are busy investigating currently.
So in terms of, because we're going to talk a little bit later about the actual fire, but can we just talk about the impact now on the electricity? What is the current situation with regard to Johannesburg electricity supply?
Currently, in terms of the electricity supply, we had about 1,100, just over 1,100 outage calls this morning registered from customers, mainly around Rembeck. Enadale is also the big one there, and also customers around the Hestill area. That includes your Sophia Town and North Cleve and so forth. But we've got the teams that are currently busy. We just came out of the what we call toolbox meeting, basically going through some of the sore points in terms of our network this morning and what we're going to do to basically show that we deal with those.
Also,
I think I need to just talk about what happened last night with the power down Sandringham, Lyndhurst, and so forth. We've got a problem with the trees that are actually encroaching our servitudes from Sydney to Sevenza substation. So yesterday, City Parks had requested to basically switch off quickly for an hour and be able to cut some of those trees. They have, and they are continuing this morning. That's why they asked some people that are fed from Crestworld that are currently off as we speak. Because of that, they are busy basically cutting off the trees. And we are really taking up with them on this issue of the trees, because this is something that they need to really monitor so that we don't get situations like we did in the past few weeks where Sydney and Crestworld were tripping frequently because of the issue of the trees that are actually encroaching on our infrastructure.
Okay, so that has absolutely nothing to do with the fire, because I guess what happens is logically we hear about this fire, we know that there's a problem, the power goes down, and we assume that that's the reason.
Oh no! The fire basically covers about under the city of Johannesburg. We've got these huge tunnels that even yourself, Mr. Feldman, you can actually stand up there. Yeah. So under there runs multiple cables that are actually feeding from the Forsberg site 10 kilometers to the east of Johannesburg towards End Street and GP's town. So the fire happened around Demi Village and Anderson Streets, which covers about 3 kilometers of that tunnel. And that's where the fire is basically, and it's affecting mostly of the CBD, the city center, and also eastern parts of Johannesburg, including Selby, Wemapen, and also parts of Boysens. So that is the only areas that are actually affected by the fire. This side of town is mostly affected when Sevenza substation is having problems. So it's not really from your Forsberg and central substations.
I get it. I understand. So in other words, and the fire, in terms of the fire and the electricity, that is still a work in progress. That is going to unfortunately continue to impact those areas for the next day or two.
Or three or four or even five. Because
I was hoping you wouldn't correct me on that.
No, because it's a very big issue, because As City Power, for example, we were not even able to access those tunnels yesterday because of the dangers involved. Yeah. So the scene is, the site was currently under the control of the EMS. They were actually getting under there. It's dangerous. So they were even using oxygen masks because obviously when there's fire down there, there's no oxygen. So they were actually moving in trying to basically ventilate the area and to ensure that the fire can be located where it started. I think this morning they managed to locate where it started and they were basically dealing with the last blaze. They managed to basically do away with the smoke because there was just this huge plume of smoke blowing out of the manholes across the city of Johannesburg, across the CBD itself. So that part is basically, we are hoping that it will be completed by this morning into the afternoon, and then only then City Power will be able to access the site and be able to do its own assessments as to what caused the fire and also the cost that will be involved in terms of the repairs. And then that's when we'll be able to start with the work. We're hoping that minimally 3 days, maximum is probably about 5 to 7 days because of the amount of work that will be involved. But however, we are looking at other alternatives to backfeed some of the affected customers using a central substation, which is around Maboneng site, that can actually feed the northeastern part of Johannesburg coming from that site. So that's what we're trying to work on, and we will be updating later today as to what can be workable in this regard.
Brilliant. Isaac Mangena, thank you as always for chatting to our Senior Media Relations Manager at City Power. It is 8:51. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.